Gemma's from Extreme Zero Waste, and your job title, Gemma? I always like to ask this question.
Walking variety show of Extreme Zero Waste.
Right, okay. Yep. What have you got for us today?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! So it was pretty exciting last week. There was lots of momentum in the Zero Waste network and the Zero Waste world across Aotearoa. There was the Zero Waste Network, which is kind of like a group of other resource recovery centres like us at Extreme across New Zealand.
So I've heard there's over 100 these days.
Yeah. And then there's other like members as well, some people who are council members from different councils across the country, or the academics in the environmental or waste space.
Oh, yeah.
And a few smaller like NGOs or environment hubs are part of the network too. So there was a summit down in Te Whanganui Atara in Wellington, and it aligned with the time when the hikoi, or Te Tiriti, was on as well.
So it was a bit of a buzz going.
It was crazy. The city was so alive. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you have time to join in the hikoi?
Yeah, yeah. So there was momentum for the hikoi on Tuesday.
Oh, this is my chance to get a report from someone who was there. Did you get very close to Parliament at all? Or?
No.
I couldn't get there?
No, the summit was held at Pipitia campus, like at Vic Uni across from Parliament. And you could just see this like swelling mass, like just coming up to Parliament, and you couldn't get close. You couldn't even really hear the speeches happening. And that's part of like the amazing coordination that was happening as well, because like that was prioritised for mana whenua to be like up close to Parliament as well.
Yeah.
But it was great. People were just like sitting down on the road, having lunch. There's some dogs, there's some horses around. Yeah, it was just like a really uplifting and like powerful event. Yeah.
Yeah, I spoke to Jasmine, who was at the one in Kirikiriroa in Hamilton, and she said it was just such a good vibe.
Yeah.
Then the experience, so that was continued down there?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And then you could just see towards the end of the day, yeah, there was amazing activity happening from local like zero waste groups as well, trying to support with waste minimization on the day. So they did an amazing job to like, you know, cater for... we don't know exactly the numbers, but it's looking like upwards of 50,000, closer to 100,000 maybe.
Yeah, I've seen everything from 35 to 100.
Yeah.
I saw 80 yesterday. I would say traditionally the media always underdoes the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, so I'd say it was somewhere at least 80 probably.
Yeah, I've
based on the numbers I've seen, I'm going to go probably about 80.
Yeah.
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 Without having been there or flown a helicopter or a drone.
Yeah, you wanted to be in a drone and just looking over everything. It was amazing. Yeah, so following on from that, there were lots of discussions at the Zero Waste Summit about kind of the root causes of our environmental and our waste problems and where they're stemming from.
Yeah.
And our amazing Rick Thorpe of Extreme Zero Waste and Jackie Forbes of the Extreme Whānau and Parakore had a RNZ interview last Saturday on the morning show, like carrying on some of those discussions that we were having at the summit and the time when the hikoi was happening too. So it's linked on all of our social media pages if you want to give that a listen to after listening to the radio.
Once we're finished here. Yeah. So and they were making the connection between waste and colonialism, or waste and empire building, that's the words I would use, because that really, when you're building an empire, you don't care about the mess you make.
Yeah, and that disconnect from land and that disconnect from, you know, that intrinsic link between you as people and as land and the sustenance that provides for everyone. So, yeah, they distilled down on that in 15 minutes more eloquently than I will ever be able to. So it was really, I think it captured the essence of kind of the three-day summit into 15 minutes, which was great to hear.
You guys, the Zero Waste Network didn't plan this for the date of the hikoi, did
no,
they?
No, it just happened to align around that time. So I think that really dominated lots of the discussions that everyone was having too. But really, really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go to RNZ. What keywords should they put in the search? Rick Thorpe?
I think it's...
Zero Waste?
Extreme Wow, that's a great question. They had a really good slogan for it, and it's dropped out of my brain now.
That's all right. If people know that, like, Rick Thorpe and Jackie Forbes, part of Kore Extreme Zero Waste.
Yeah.
Zero Waste, those...
Yeah, it'll come up.
That should get you there. So after 10 o'clock, folks.
Yes.
When my show's finished. okay, so back to Whangaroa.
Yes, so we've returned back from Wellington and it is coming into the festive Christmas season and also coming into our summer season. We've got lots of our visitors arriving, town's getting busier. So... as part of the Extreme team, we're here to share the strong message of when you're coming into the season, thinking of the waste hierarchy.
Yes.
Thinking at the top of that of where you can be rethinking or reducing what's going to turn up in your house over this time.
Yeah.
So we shared in the Chronicle, and there's lots of other amazing ideas floating around town, or have a look online. Of ways to be savvy and resourceful over Christmas with your gift giving or with your decorating, if you are going to partake in that. You don't need to go buy a lot of new things to have a decorated house or a good Christmas.
The other thing too, I just looked at the notes. Kahu's Nest is selling, they'll usually sell Christmas tree lights at this time of year.
Yes, yeah.
So for cheap?
Yeah. Yep, so there is still Christmas decorations at Kahu's Nest. Any secondhand store, they'll be pulling out their stock that gets stored up over the year this time of year.
So the point is there's always plenty. No need to go and buy some new stuff.
Absolutely.
Necessarily, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking I should have worn them this morning. I've got these like little spade earrings. I wore them the other week. They're quite bright colours. And they were from the inside of a Christmas cracker a few years ago. Just tiny plastic spades. I didn't know what else to do with them, so I turned them into earrings. But, it's kind of a good talking point. You know, if you're going to be investing in Christmas crackers, give a think if they're actually full of crap inside, like tiny spades. Otherwise, you're just going to throw into landfill.
Christmas crackers are a rubbish machine, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Apart from the bang... The bang's the cool bit. Then everyone's like, everyone knows the jokes are lame. In fact, they have to be. If it's a good joke, you're kind of disappointed at this point in time.
Yeah.
It is. This celebration, sometimes we go extravagant on celebrations. I get that. But it just is hitting me now just what a rubbish machine they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some quality time. Have some quality food.
Could Extreme make some homemade crackers?
Oh.
No, I'm not. That's not a good idea. Because there's no expertise about how explosive to make something up at Extreme.
A tinkering project. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe someone out there would like to try that.
Yeah, yeah. But no, you want to enjoy good food, you want to enjoy good time, and yeah, there's always a big influx and more recycling around town for our team to be picking up over that time as well. But just a friendly reminder, we're doing our best to share the word out with all of our Wednesday residents. So if your usual day for your curbside collection is on a Wednesday, please keep in mind that our team won't be working on Christmas Day. And then the following week, New Year's Day falls on a Wednesday too.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing all of those curbside collections the day prior on a Tuesday. So you want to be getting it out to the curb early in the morning on a Tuesday.
And people will say, why couldn't you do it the day after? But I know the answer to that question, because Boxing Day there will be so much rubbish and paper.
Absolutely.
And wrapping paper.
Yeah. Boxing Day, the volumes are huge. So do your best. If you've got cardboard, remember that it's just the size of one of your crates. That's how much is we can pick up from each house. And it's not because we don't want your cardboard. It's just that the truck only has a certain capacity, and so for the amount of houses that we drive around to each day, that's the kind of amount we can collect from each house. And we're still doing multiple trips to empty the truck, go back to site, and then come back and pick up more. But if we were picking up like fridge worths from every house, we just wouldn't get around to all of the houses that day. So that's why we ask, if you've got a volume of cardboard bigger than a crate, to bring it up to site when you have a chance.
I know in previous years on like Boxing Day and through that period that the guys have been out sometimes till dark in the worst years. I don't think it's quite like that anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it is like it's several times more rubbish than normal. So yeah.
So just stick to your usual volumes wherever you can.
Take the rest up to the site or dribble dribs and drabs over the next few weeks. What do you recommend?
I recommend having some fun if you've got kids at home, you know, big cardboard you can get creative with. We've got a really fun kind of turret house with my niece at the moment, made from a big fridge thing.
Okay.
So have fun with your cardboard and then dribs and drabs up to site.
Yeah. And I know I've been up there. I was up there on Boxing Day once, and like all the managers were out sorting rubbish as well. Are you going to be working to do that? Have you doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, be around over the New Year period. So that's as well, folks, just remember this site is going to be closed the 24th, the 25th on Christmas Day, and the 26th on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So it's after that time coming up to site you can make it.
Oh, yeah. So you can do your rubbish on Boxing Day, but you've got to wait till the 27th to go to site.
Yeah. Okay. So the curbside collections will be back running on Boxing Day on the Thursday. So Thursday residents, that's as normal for you.
Yeah.
But just wait till after to make it up to site.
Yeah. And talking about, like, you are going to be at the community board meeting with Nina on Wednesday to talk about what's happening over summer. It's always a problem for services over summer in Raglan. I know last year, because Nina was at the board meeting a month ago, saying that the guys were emptying the bins, doing the circuit, coming straight back to start again, and already the bins were overflowing at Papahua.
And
it doesn't sound like you need a second truck and a second team of people. Like, how do you resolve that problem? So I know there's been some thought put into that. So what is the plan?
The team can't be working faster and they can't be working harder, you know, unless we duplicated and had, you know, three street litter bin trucks running around. But that's really not the solution of like thinking up the waste hierarchy. You want to be thinking about how we're reducing all of that stuff ending up there in the first place,
and it's going to cost the ratepayers more as well.
Exactly, because that's what it's funded from. So we're just sending out a strong message that if you're heading into town or you've got visitors with you, just a huge portion of what makes up that street litter bin volume is like our single-use packaging that's coming from if we're making our way into town. So you want to support local and you want to make it to our local businesses, and you also want to bring your cups or your containers where possible. Often you'll get a discount if you do that, and that really does reduce the volume going into those bins. But we recognise that there's only so much like us as residents here in Whangaroa can do, and a lot of it is from like our visitor population. And we can't just... you know, there's limited ways we can share that information with them. So we're going to have an ambassador at Papahua, which is kind of one of the main hotspots, I guess, for the litter bins, the street litter bins overflowing. So they're going to be stationed there over the busy period, particularly like the weekends, over Christmas and New Year's, and just walking around, chatting and letting folks know about what can and what can't go in the recycling, and then just encouraging them to be taking their litter home with them where possible.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna see. We're hoping, like, we haven't had a setup like that before, so we're hoping that will make a difference. Yeah.
I know at that community board meeting when it was first discussed that someone was started talking about, like, there's a lake in the Rotorua Lakes area of Karaka. No, I can't remember which one. Where they just took the bins away.
Yeah.
Council just took the bins away.
Yeah.
But that's a little more remote. Like, I don't think it gets the pile off of people that we get here at Papahua.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently that was kind of working. It was kind of like the idea is you just take your rubbish with you.
Yeah, there's strong messaging like that. Like, if you're around the Whangarei district as well, along lots of the coastline areas, that message has been shared up there as well. So we're not at that point yet, but you know, we're trying these kind of alternatives because, like we said, a lot of it is our visiting population, and we just need to be sharing that message with them.
Which is many more people, several times the population over Christmas. So, which we all know.
Yeah.
We all know that. We're all hiding at home, waiting for the crowds to abate, unless we have to work. Which some do. So what other messages have you got for us, Gemma? We're talking to Gemma from Extreme Zero Waste, in case you hadn't picked that up, folks.
Yeah, talking waste.
Yes.
We get asked a little bit around this time of year, like, what paper can be recycled. It might sound trivial, but it is kind of important if you're putting a load out to the curbside or if you're taking a big load up to site. It's good to know what you can recycle and what you can't. So if you're going to be using paper for like gift wrapping this year, stuff that is tearable and not absolutely coated in tape can be recycled, unless it's plastered in glitter, or you know, you can kind of get that foily type wrapping.
Yes.
And you can't actually really rip it because it's pretty much like plastic.
It's basically plastic.
Yeah. So
and
that
it's not metal, even though it's
no, it's just this weird mix of like a type of plastic with a little bit of metal and stuff mixed in there, and it's just, it can't be recycled
in any way. No, it's a combination of all sorts of stuff. Okay,
so
yeah.
Squish that up and that's got to go in your prepaid landfill bag. But beyond that, there's lots of ways. If you're giving gifts, you can be wrapping up with any cloth. We had some great suggestions from the team that different fabrics work well, or even like sheet music.
That
was cheap.
We did that in our house, and that was actually looks quite cool.
Yeah.
I guess there were some old sheet music books at Extreme that no one wanted to buy.
Have a look around. Yeah,
something creative. Yeah,
we had a stack of maps that we used one year that you can find, or even just like brown paper, you know, just like look what you have around. You can make things look beautiful if you want.
But avoid that shiny metally looking paper.
It's not paper.
It is wrapping stuff.
Yeah, or the stuff that's just full glitter and is going to shower everything in glitter. Avoid that where possible.
Cardboard?
Cardboard.
Do you want to give people the advice you gave me when I was up there the other day about the difference between there's a cardboard bin and a paper bin? And where's the dividing line between paper and cardboard?
Yeah, so right now, Aaron, you kind of got like, you've got this, what's that?
That's printing paper. That's normal print paper.
So white print paper, absolutely put that in the paper bin.
Yeah, I was pretty sure about that.
Yes. But then you get to the case, like if you have a muesli bar box, or say you've got some...
So it's a thin card. I call that thin cardboard.
Thin cardboard, yeah. Or like what dry tacos would be in, or...
Yep.
You know, anything from the supermarket. Yeah, that's that thin cardboard.
Biscuit boxes,
perfect. Cereal boxes too. Thin cardboard, that goes in the paper.
Right.
Because it is so thin. What goes into the cardboard is actually, if you look at it, and it's got like a corrugate in it.
Yep.
You know,
so
it's got that wave, the wave.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're at the curbside, the easiest way to do that is if you have, you know, a brown paper bag, or you've got a cereal box, and you just kind of stuff or slide all of the printing paper or the cardboard boxes into one. Even if you're using toilet paper rolls, you know, flatten those up and slide them into your cereal box. So that's all of your paper. And then the cardboard, you just want to kind of flat pack up together and then slide into another cardboard box.
So what
box.
About this? I've got a diary here.
Yes.
And that cardboard's quite thick. Like, that's really hard. Like, it's... You know, you have to put some effort into bending it. Still, but it's not corrugated.
No.
So it goes in the
just paper.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. I've learned something after all these years. what else we got here, Gemma? Or was that the thing?
We had Kate Meads visit us in town the other week. So she's from Waste Ed Kate. So another branch in the waste world, but she kind of does the rounds around Aotearoa and focuses...
Like social media name, is it?
She has got a big presence online, and she's done quite a few videos this year about the ins and outs of recycling around the country as we've done the standardization. She came and she was chatting about food waste and rid of unavoidable food waste. So she was at the bowling club and she shared some great tips. And like, it's really topical coming into Christmas, you know, when we might be buying a lot more food over the festive period. So we've just been talking a bit with the team at Extreme about ways that we avoid food waste over that time. And Liz was sharing a great tip. And her family, they do like a big leftover pie. I think it's kind of dependent on the day. Like if it's a really, really hot day, you're probably not wanting to be eating leftover pie.
What if it can get in the fridge in time, I think that's the issue.
Yeah. But there's lots of ways. Like,
so they make a pie out of various leftovers.
Yeah, you put the chicken and the turkey, and if you've got sauces, and you put some of that, you know, you just do a big, big tray and
chuck
make
all,
a big...
Chuck it all in.
Yeah.
Chuck it all in, folks.
Make a big, big pie, leftover pie, with some good pastry on the bottom. And yeah, but Kate was sharing good tips as well of this time of year, having a look into your freezer and seeing if there's any meals or any things you want to eat through now so that you have time coming up into Christmas for when you have a bit more food to have that freezer space to be putting leftovers in there over that time. Mm. Yeah, even things like having a little Tupperware box for leftover cheeses, or if you're having like... yeah, if you're getting fancy and having cheese boards or anything, or even just kind of leftover bits of deli meat or meats over that time, having a Tupperware in the freezer to put all of that into, and then you pull it out a few days later and you've got all of your toppings to make a good pizza.
So you've got this advice in a bit more detail in the Chronicle or somewhere or on social media. What's the plan with that?
Yeah, we'll be sharing all of that. There's lots of, most of it's coming from the Love Food Hate Waste resources.
Oh yeah.
So hop online, they've got a whole like amazing suite of resources on there. Lots of it tailored to like Christmas specific food waste as well. So their focus message is like save money and save waste over this time. So yeah, head to Love Food Hate Waste and that's where all of those tips are on there.
Okay, cool. All right, yep. Gemma, thank you for... Is that everything? We good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, thank you for coming in. And I know you guys are going to be working hard over the next few months, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
Is this your first summer period with Extreme, isn't it?
I joined like the 8th of January last year.
Oh, so you kind of know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still pretty busy.
Yeah. Last message from the team was that if you're leaving treats out for them, you know, as thanks for their hard work, which lots of our lovely community do, lollies or drinks are welcome over chocolates because the chocolates melt.
And I know, folks, if you wonder what Gemma's talking about, lots of locals like to leave presents, gifts for the boys on the run, picking up the rubbish and recycling, and which is a lovely thing. It's a nice thing. Yep. But yeah, the chocolate melts, so... Yeah, it is summer. Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming in.
Cheers.